Winter in Alberta can be a magical season, with crisp, snow-covered landscapes and endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. But let's be real, sometimes the snow can be a bit overwhelming, and you just want to curl up with a hot drink and escape the cold. That's where ice fishing comes in. Imagine a serene, frozen lake surrounded by snow-covered trees and the sound of gently cracking ice. It's the perfect winter activity, combining the peace and quiet of the great outdoors with the thrill of reeling in a big catch. And let's talk about the catch, shall we? Alberta is home to some of the best ice fishing spots in the country, with a wide variety of fish species waiting to be caught. From the mighty walleye to the elusive perch, there's no shortage of excitement on the ice. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a complete novice, ice fishing in Alberta is a must-try winter activity. So, gear up and get ready, because we're about to take you on a journey to some of the best ice fishing spots in Alberta. From the stunning scenery of Sylvan Lake to the pristine waters of Pigeon Lake, each of these destinations is sure to provide a unique and unforgettable experience. And if you're new to the game, don't worry. We've got you covered with all the tips and tricks you need to make your ice fishing trip a success. So grab a hot drink, put your feet up, and let's dive into the wonderful world of ice fishing in Alberta. Gull Lake. Located in central Alberta, Gull Lake is a popular destination for ice fishing. With its clear waters and abundant fish population, this lake offers a variety of fish species, including walleye, pike, and perch. The lake is easily accessible, with several ice fishing shacks and rental huts available. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Adventure Ice Fishing, at Gull Lake Adventure Ice Fishing. Sylvan Lake. Sylvan Lake is another popular ice fishing destination in Alberta, known for its stunning scenery and variety of fish species. With clear waters and a healthy fish population, anglers can expect to catch perch, whitefish, and pike while ice fishing on this lake. Sylvan Lake also has a number of rental huts and ice fishing shacks available, making it a great option for those who want to enjoy the ice fishing experience without having to bring their own equipment. Lesser Slave Lake. Located in northern Alberta, Lesser Slave Lake is a vast and pristine lake that is popular for ice fishing. With a variety of fish species, including walleye, pike, and perch, this lake is a prime destination for ice fishing. The lake is also home to several fishing lodges and rental huts, offering anglers a convenient and comfortable place to stay while fishing. Pinto Ice Shack Rentals. Wabamun Lake. Wabamun Lake is a popular destination for ice fishing in Alberta, offering clear waters and abundant fish populations. With several rental huts and ice fishing shacks available, this lake is a great option for those who want to try ice fishing without having to bring their own equipment. Species of fish found in Wabamun Lake include pike, perch, and walleye. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by at Dokeside. Pigeon Lake. Pigeon Lake is a popular destination for ice fishing in central Alberta, offering clear waters and a variety of fish species. With walleye, pike, and perch among the most commonly caught fish, Pigeon Lake is a prime destination for ice fishing. The lake is also home to several rental huts and ice fishing shacks, making it a convenient and comfortable option for those who want to experience ice fishing without having to bring their own equipment. No matter your experience level, ice fishing in Alberta offers a fun and exciting way to enjoy the winter months. With clear waters, abundant fish populations, and convenient rental options, these top 5 places are the perfect destinations for your next ice fishing trip. Brittany Burr is a freelance writer and a contributor to Great West Media. This story was written for the 2022-23 Cool Winter Guide advertising feature. It is not written by and does not necessarily reflect the views of the editorial staff.